This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Ethiopian Human Rights Commission is reporting on Sunday that at least 34 people were killed in a bus attack in western Ethiopia Saturday night. This comes as fear mounts of a security vacuum due to a military campaign in the north. The human rights body said the number of people killed was likely to rise after what it called a gruesome attack on the passenger bus. Meantime, the conflict between the Ethiopian federal government and Tigrayan forces in the north has escalated and now includes Eritrea. The Tigrayan forces fired rockets across the border into this neighboring country after claiming that the Ethiopian military was using an Eritrean airport as base for attacks. Ethiopia's prime minister tweeted, though, that his country is more than capable of taking care of itself. Voters in Moldova head to the polls today for a second time to cast their ballot for president. Current leader Igor Dodon is running against challenger Maia Sandu. The president has the support of Russia. Sandu is a former World Bank economist who is pushing for closer ties with the West. The challenger finished ahead of the president in the first round of voting earlier this month, propelled ahead by a late surge in voting by Moldovans living abroad. The United Arab Emirates will extend its golden visa system, which grants 10-year residency in the Gulf state, to certain professionals, specialized degree holders, and others. This is what the UAE's vice president said on Sunday. Foreigners in the UAE usually have renewable visas valid only for a few years and tied to employment. The government in the past couple of years has made its visa policy more flexible, offering longer residencies for certain types of investors, students, and professionals. High school students living in the UAE who rank top in the country and students from certain universities with a GPA of 3.8 or higher can also apply for the Golden Visa. This is VOA News. China and 14 other countries agreed Sunday to set up the world's largest trading bloc, encompassing nearly a third of all economic activity, in a deal many in Asia are hoping will help hasten a recovery from the shocks of the pandemic. The Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership was signed virtually on Sunday on the sidelines of the annual summit of the 10-Nation Association of Southeast Asian Nations. The accord will take already low tariffs on trade between member countries still lower over time. The United States and Israel tracked and killed a senior al-Qaeda operative in Iran earlier this year, in a bold intelligence operation that came as the Trump administration was ramping up pressure on Tehran. Four current and former U.S. officials say the operative, Abu Muhammad al-Masri, who is al-Qaeda's number two, or was killed by assassins in the Iranian capital in August. Two of the officials, one current and one former, say Israeli agents carried out the operation. Two others say Israel had been involved in surveillance, but could not say definitively who pulled the trigger when al-Masri was gunned down in an alley in Tehran on August 7th. The United States set a new record of daily coronavirus infections with nearly 200,000 cases as the number of cases nears 11 million. Due to the record highs, the average daily increase of coronavirus infections in the U.S. has exceeded 132,000 over a seven-day period. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he discussed global challenges with a handful of members of a Paris think tank at the start of a seven-country tour of Europe and the Middle East. His travels could produce awkward moments since nations on his schedule have all congratulated projected President-elect Joe Biden for winning the White House. Pompeo's trip is aimed at shoring up the priorities of the outgoing Trump administration. At the same time, neither President Donald Trump nor Pompeo have accepted the results of the U.S. election. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson plans to announce next week a ban on the sale of new petrol and diesel cars from 2030, 5 years earlier than previously planned, according to the Financial Times. Britain had originally planned to ban the sale of new petrol and diesel-powered cars from 2040 as part of efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And in February, Johnson brought this forward to 2035. Citing unidentified industry and government figures, the FT said Johnson now intended to move the date forward again to 2030 in a speech on environmental policy he is expected to give next week. Via remote, Laurel Berman, VOA News.